It is time to check in on London 2012. What does week two of the games have in store? Joining us live, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman, who is in London. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Still trying to get over Usain Bolt's remarkable run last night. There were lots of people who questioned, is he 100% healthy? Didn't take him long to answer the question. I think he answered it in 9.63 seconds last night.
Was that exciting or what?
It was a great race. Actually, all of the runners got off to very good starts. And if you watch carefully, Bolt traditionally gets off to a slow start, and then he just explodes. I spoke with him last night after the race, and I said, if you ever get a great start, you're going to shatter even your records. I mean, the guy's remarkable. The explosiveness that he has, we've really never seen a runner quite like that.
Now, he's still got the 200 to run, right?
Yep, and he says that's his better race. Of course, in Beijing, he won three gold medals, the 100, 200. Then he was part of Jamaica's 4x100-meter relay team. He's trying to make it a three-peat repeat here in London. He's one-third of the way there right now.
And was there any redemption in Gatlin getting a bronze medal?
I think so. I mean, if you don't know the story, he was the champion in 2004. Actually, last night, for the first time, I think, in Olympic history, you had the last 200-meter champions meeting each other on the track. But Gatlin won in Athens 2004. Then he was given a four-year ban for using performance-enhancing drugs or allegedly using performance-enhancing drugs. He decided to go through the ban and come back. I spoke with him last night, too. They were actually very talkative last night. He had tears in his eyes when I was trying to get the emotions of the moment. It was very moving for him to come back and to achieve, you know, get on that podium. Of course, he wanted to win, but there was a lot more to his race last night than just winning. He was back on the track and got a medal. What a remarkable accomplishment for him.
Yeah, it is so exciting. Have you seen Lolo Jones run yet?
Saw her run today, a preliminary round. I think she won her round. I saw it on the monitor. I'm in the studio this morning. But she will be trying to do what she does so well in the hurdles. I think the finals will be tomorrow night.
So what are we looking forward to in the way of excitement today?
Well, I'll tell you, I think one of the exciting things will be in women's soccer. The U.S. women's soccer team in a semifinal game against Canada. The U.S., of course, one of the favorites. Japan, also one of the favorites. Japan's in the semifinal game against, I believe it's France. And if those two teams win, we will have a rematch of last year's very memorable Women's World Cup final, which you may recall Japan won in overtime in a shootout.
Wow. You know, Steve, I know it's a crazy schedule over there, but you make it sound like you're still having fun.
Oh, I'm having a great time. No problem at all. A little more sleep I'd like, but sometimes you can't get everything, right?
Awesome. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman in London.